Welcome to the Meals on Wheels Older Adult Alternatives of Fairfield County Radio Show here in the Midday Magazine. I'm Mark Bohack along with Bill Miller. He's our outreach coordinator, outreach and commodities, and you're like the Swiss Army knife of Meals on Wheels, aren't you?
Afraid so.
you've got an attachment that'll do any kind of service you need here, right?
Oh, that's the way most nonprofits operate. You have to kind of step in where you're needed.
Well, and we are in the aging office here at the Olivedale Senior Center. Meals on Wheels is located at 253 Boving Road. And again, with the congregate site, Sister Lucille's place, you get a lot of visitors here during the day.
Oh, yes. Depending upon what's going on with the seniors, we can have 50, 60, 70 people that come in. We have two shifts here in our dining room, and we have an 11 o'clock and a 12 o'clock, and it's full a lot of days.
Of course, a lot of folks will get here a little early. They'll play cards. They want to talk to the, their friends, and it's just a great place to get together.
Yes, we have a lot of different social activities. The ladies and the managers in the site work with people on, they do chair volleyball, they do food bingo where they play bingo for food prizes. They have cards available so people can sit and play cards if they like.
You know, this bill is part of, when I first heard about chair volleyball, when Rita first told me about that a while back, I'm like, oh, that's fun, that's cute. But the bigger aspect of that is the fun aspect for the seniors. You're giving them something fun, an activity, gets that competitive spirit going a little bit.
And it's very, very competitive.
It's part of the overall health and wellness and well-being of our senior population.
Yeah, it's a way for them to socialize and have fun doing it.
Well, as we roll in here to the month of April, and hopefully now we've got good, beautiful spring weather all around us, and the winter is over, and we'll just have blue skies and 70 degrees and no storms. But what happens if we do, Bill?
If we do have a storm, we do have a spring disaster meal, which is a shelf-stable meal that folks can put back in case there would be a storm come up where we cannot make deliveries. We've had a couple episodes this season here in the winter where we use blizzard meals. We have a slightly different package for spring disaster meals, but it's still a shelf-stable meal that they can use in place of the regular delivery.
And that just is actually going out either now or very, very shortly, right?
Yes, they're putting them together, and they have delivered a few of them, but it's still in the works.
Let's talk about some of the other services the aging office takes care of here or can get assistance through the proper, like through OSHIP or whatever agency it is. Let's start with where we're sitting here in the aging office. We've got assessors, and I know that I hear the term lifeline a lot coming from these folks.
Yes, we have a lifeline system. It's a small unit that they can put in their home, has a speaker system built into it.
It's monitored, right?
It's monitored all the time. It has an emergency button attached to the unit that they can wear on a pendant, or they can wear it like a wristwatch. And the Amber Throckmorton, our lifeline director,
who was just coming through here, I believe.
Yes, just walked through. She does an excellent job of keeping track of getting the units out and making sure that the ones that are out there are working.
And you have, I think, about, what, 8 or 9 of those units out there already?
That would be nice, but it's over 500. And Amber does a very good job of keeping track of all that and making sure the units are working. We do get a report here if someone pushes their button, and we always try to follow up with all those folks to make sure that their unit came back on properly and that they're getting along well with it.
Good. Well, that's one service. And then just a whole list of things. And I'm kind of looking at your notes a little bit. At things like that you can help with: adult day respite, in-home respite care, personal care, again, let's talk about the importance of these items.
Well, our main objective here at Meals on Wheels is to keep people in their homes safely for as long as possible. I think everyone knows that being able to stay at home is a lot more economical, a lot more comfortable for the folks that are the elderly that are having a hard time getting around. And we try to provide these services. Some of them we provide on a contract basis. Our assessors go out and talk over the situation with the clients, and there's a lot of the time we can share the cost on some of these services.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody's wheelchair bound, a client, there's also some minor home repair assistance that can be done as well.
Yes, we kind of limit our home repair to factors of safety and accessibility. We do a wheelchair ramp now and then. We put in grab bars and just things that makes it safer around the home for the client.
It's amazing that when we look at this being the 40th anniversary year for Meals on Wheels, how comprehensive it's become as a service provider.
We've really expanded our services, and we've made it a point to make sure that if someone calls in and has a need, that it gets addressed somewhere. If we cannot address it, we work with all the other agencies here in the county to make sure folks are taken care of.
Like with OSHIP, the insurance, you know, if there's a Medicare question or, you know, something like that, that there's a referral that goes, again, with Fairfield Medical Center, you've got an OSHIP representative there.
We work very closely with Fairfield Medical Center and the lady out there that is our OSHIP consultant now. Her name is Debbie Zwicker. She can be reached at 740-687-8274. OSHIP is the Ohio Senior Health Insurance Information Program. She can help out with all kinds of things about insurance and Medicare and a little bit of retirement planning, helping you to get things situated when you retire.
You know, a lot of the services that we're talking about, I can imagine the timeline or the chain of events. It's who's taking care of this particular service? Oh, nobody. Well, I guess we'll do it.
Yeah.
And it winds up being an organic growth where it's like, oh, it's needed. The need is there. Someone needs to take care or help with that. And this, the Meals on Wheels, the Older Adult Alternatives, has really become that kind of one stop for a lot of senior services.
Some of the services, like transportation, we provide grant monies for Lancaster Transit to do transportation throughout the county. Now they're doing the whole county.
Right, and that's been with Carrie Woody. She's actually been really growing our Lancaster, the transit, and making it something that is very, very valuable and useful.
And they're making it very affordable. They're working on getting the rates down and so that seniors can afford to use that service.
Well, we couldn't do any of this without the great support of the residents of Fairfield County.
And we've been very fortunate in that aspect. We've had good support from the county and the county commissioners, and our board of trustees has been just wonderful. The folks that we have on there really work hard to make sure that this agency has what it needs to operate.
Good. And that's the bottom line. It's for the greater good, and it's doing what its intended mission was. And
yes.
Well, Bill, we have just a moment left. Let's give contact information. We always want to make sure. We don't want to take for granted that people know just automatically how to get a hold of you.
Yes. Our phone number here is 740-681-5050. When you call in, be patient. The receptionist will direct the call to the proper people.
Right.
If for some reason they are busy or out of the office at that moment, we make sure the messages get to the proper people. And our normal turnaround is no more than 24 hours.
Right.
And the girls do an excellent job of keeping up with that.
Well, and when you say they're out of the office, I know as I look at Ruby and Dawn that your assessment folks, they're out in the field and they're going to far-flung corners. I know when you look at the size of our county, There's a lot of territory to be covered there. So anyway, we're out of time for this thing. They're wanting you. They need you. So we'll let you take care of business, and we'll catch up with you again real soon.
Sounds good.
All right, you're listening to the Meals on Wheels Older Adult Alternatives of Fairfield County Radio Show on WLOH.